Representative Brad Last, sponsor of third substitute House Bill 245, says something must be done to control public use of the products.
One of the people that was up here speaking about the e-cigarette said, you know, you shouldn't be able to do it everywhere. Like in this setting right here, we shouldn't be able to smoke e-cigarettes or vape or whatever you're going to call it. They're right. And so the only way that we can deal with that is to bring those kinds of things into the Indoor Clean Air Act or come up with an entirely new section of our code that deals with those things.
Those opposing the bill say there is no scientific evidence that secondhand smoke from e-cigarettes or hookah pipes is a health hazard, and that it expands the definition of smoking to something that is not actually smoking. Tom Lewis, a 50-year smoker who spoke against the bill, credits e-cigarettes for helping him quit smoking. He doesn't think users of e-cigarettes should be lumped in with the smoking crowd.
I won't bore you with the number of times I've tried to quit smoking in the different ways. I have not had a cigarette in a year. I vape instead. Do you really think that in any circumstance I would retire to a place where people are smoking to use my vaporizer? I can't stand the smell. I can't stand to be around it.
However, Representative Douglas Sagers disputes those who defend the products as safe, saying FDA studies have revealed health risks.
The initial lab tests did identify detectable levels of carcinogens, and that causes me concern, especially when it comes to the public. I concluded the only way to bridge the gap is what we've done in the past and put scientific evidence, have science work on this, and make recommendations based on evidence.
The bill contains exemptions for existing businesses whose sales of e-cigarettes or hookah tobacco represents at least 15% of their overall sales. It's aimed at businesses like the Hookah Bar and Grill in Murray. However, Ryan Hansey, an attorney for the Hookah Bar and Grill, says the legislation as it stands now would still put the establishment out of business.
The proponents of the bill know that the hookah bar has about 13 to 14% sales of hookah. That was disclosed as a way to try to get to a resolution. That's why it came down to 10, and now it's back up to 15, so they're out of business tomorrow.
The committee voted 5-3 in favor of the bill, and it now goes to the full House of Representatives for consideration. From KCPW in Salt Lake City, I'm Eric Ray for Utah Public Radio.